Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Dave Miller is the Director of Research at the Iowa Farm Bureau. It's a position he's held for the past 18 years. It was Dave who put together the economic summit the West Des Moines-based company put on earlier today. We're reaching Dave on our newsmaker line directly from the event. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Dave. Glad you're here with us.
Glad to be with you.
So some folks may be surprised, Dave, that the Iowa Farm Bureau has a director of research.
It actually is a little bit unusual within the Farm Bureau system. Others might have different titles, but the group I work with and head up, we do a lot of the economic analysis and research for our public policy group.
Yeah, and how important that is, and how important it is in the face of what we're experiencing. This is only the second day past the Brexit from the European Union. Great timing, by the way, to hold your economic summit today.
That is true.
From your standpoint, what might this decision that Great Britain had last Thursday, how does this impact imports and exports of commodities? What do you think?
Well, the number one way it's going to impact it is through exchange rates. And in the short run, what Brexit has accomplished is a flight away from the pound and towards and the euro and towards the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So the dollar has gotten stronger, the other currencies weaker. The biggest impact that has is it makes our exports more expensive to many of the world's consumers. And so as a response to that, we saw soybean prices decline on Friday. We saw corn prices decline, those types of things. Now, today, soybean prices moved higher because we're kind of past the panic and we begin to look back at the supply and demand of soybeans, and we put back on much of the loss of Friday back into that market. Corn and wheat, not so much yet.
Right. Now, what was this whole exit? We're speaking with Dave Miller. He is the research fellow at the Farm Bureau here in West Des Moines. Was this exit with regard to Great Britain on the top of mind of those at the conference today?
It was on their mind, but probably not the top of mind.
Right.
And probably appropriately so. From an Iowa perspective, whether it rains next week or not probably has much more impact on Iowa profitability of the Iowa ag sector than Brexit.
Right.
We don't sell a lot of ag products into Great Britain or even into Europe. We do sell some. We sell soybean oil, soybean meal, but we're not a big ag trader with the European Union per se. They're a major ag producer. But it really does affect our exports into Japan or into China and other countries because of the exchange rate issues. And, you know, so the secondary or indirect effects are probably much steeper than are the direct effects.
Yeah. We've already, as you well know, we're speaking with Dave Miller from the Iowa Farm Bureau. This is already, according to the USDA, going to be another tough year for agriculture as farmers continue to see a drop in their net income. We've talked about this in the past as well, but this stronger dollar also, doesn't it have an impact on goods that are made here in this country outside of agriculture? I mean, farm machinery, for example, and those types of things that we were just starting to see relax a bit. But now with a much stronger dollar, that's going to impact even the non-farm economy, wouldn't you think?
Yes. The strength of the dollar will be a headwind, is how we would term it, against all U.S. exports. And so whether it's equipment made by John Deere or Vermeer Industries or Case IH, any of that agriculture equipment, but it could be widgets out of Mason City. You know, any of these things that are U.S.-based manufacturing, the strength of the dollar makes these things a little more expensive in terms of overseas. and becomes that headwind. It is not generally a make or break or a killer of those things. It just makes it more difficult.
Sure. What, if any, will that have on the non-farm income? I mean, will we see, is there a, do you foresee a danger in, you know, increased layoffs? As you well know, you know, John Deere has laid off several thousand people over the past several months on a in an attempt to gain better profits. What do you think? What does your research tell you?
Well, again, it depends how long it lasts. A
sure.
2 or 3 day reaction,
yes.
And then we return kind of back to normal, has minimal impact on longer term exports. It may have delayed somebody buying for a couple days, but on particularly capital equipment, it doesn't change it much. Now, if the pound is going to be 10% mm-hmm. cheaper for the next 3 years, or 10% cheaper going to 20% cheaper, and if the euro was 3% down against the dollar and is headed to 5%, 7% down,
right.
Now you get the bigger, longer-term impacts that start affecting employment and output levels, et cetera.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a mess on the markets in New York, of course, and we've been watching that throughout the last couple of days. And again, today, downward pressure on the markets once again.
Capital markets do not like uncertainty.
Exactly.
And when capital markets hit uncertain times, the first reaction is buyers will tend to walk away mm-hmm. and defer, and sellers that already own those capital assets, particularly something liquid like stocks, sell.
Right.
In order to generate something that's more stable, which is cash. And so you tend to get these knee-jerk reactions that typically the expectation would be, again, 3 to 5 days, and the reaction will be over.
Well, one of the things that we continue to say here on the Business News Hour is you don't actually lose any money until you sell.
That is correct.
Dave Miller is the director of research at the Iowa Farm Bureau, and he was the fellow that put together the economic summit at the West Des Moines-based company that happened earlier today. Dave, thank you so very much, and we certainly appreciate Lori Johns putting us together.
Glad to be with you today.
All right, Dave Miller, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to step aside. When we come back, we'll be talking with Laura Kennard. She's got some networking opportunities for business yet this week, and we're going to talk about a social media tip or two. All of that comes up next, right here on the Business News Hour.
The wind blew some luck in my